You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We'll probably be low to mid-40s today as we try to recover a little bit, but then it'll start turning colder again tomorrow, and they say by late tomorrow, a little bit more snow could start falling in the metro area. I don't think this one is supposed to be that big of a deal, but we didn't think the last one was going to be that big of a deal.
They have no idea, Dom. Come on. No idea at all.
It was interesting to see that the snowfall over the last couple of days was the most snow the city's had in 5 years.
Oh, officially. I didn't see that. Well, it was deep. It was really bad. I mean,
yeah, it was 2016 thick. The last time we had that much snow in a two-day period. So,
wow.
I miss the good old days, though, of 30-inch snowfalls in the city.
Back
in the
80s,
those anymore.
Huh? No, we don't. Yeah, my parents, there's that legendary snowstorm, which was in 80... Here's my sister born, 83. Yeah, and it was in December, and my mom was wicked pregnant, and they had to try to get to the hospital with my sister. Mm. She went into labor like during that snowstorm. I was like, ugh, can you imagine? Bad.
I always think of the St. Patrick's Day snowstorm from 2003 or 2004, which was 2003, I think. And that was the one that just, it wiped out the city for like 4 days. I mean, there were people who were like trapped in their house for days.
I was right when I started dating Knick Knack, and we were trapped in her apartment for like 3 days.
Oh, how terrible.
So it was a horrible snowstorm.
That's back in the day when you guys were frisky.
That's right. Back in the day, buddy.
What would happen if you were trapped with her right now for 3 days?
Just be fighting, probably. We'd have kids now, Dom. We wouldn't be able to accomplish anything. Speaking of Knick Knack and the snow, I did not drive in America's pickup yesterday. I took Nicole's grocery getter, our family SUV, in. And we're not happy with this car anyway. It's just been kind of a dud for us. We're not jumping up and down about it. We had to just put in $2,000 worth of repairs, and it's a pretty darn new vehicle. So I drove that yesterday because I was like, you know what? If I'm going to get hit, I'm going to get hit in this. I'm not getting hit in my truck. So I was like, I'm taking.
Was that really your thought process?
It was. Yeah. I was like,
if I get hit, I want it to be in the
I want it to be in this so we can get rid of it.
Okay.
So I came in yesterday and I was complaining to you on the air, Dom, that, you know, the snow was very, very deep and the snow drifts were wicked high thanks to the plows because, say you're going like, you know, north-south on a road, well, the plows come through east-west through the intersection, and then they're piling up the drifts on each side. So when you're going north-south, you got to boom, hit those drifts and keep going because there's people behind you. So I had to do that a couple times in Knick Knack's car, and I didn't notice until I got home yesterday that I cracked that front bumper on that thing, like right down the middle. It's like an egg. I mean, it just snapped all the way down, and I was like, what the heck? Wow. And of course, it's all plastic. Why do we keep making cars with these giant, huge plastic bumpers on the front? She drove a Yukon for years, and it had the big steel bumper, and my truck has the big, you know, metal bumper, and we made the switch this time to a painted plastic bumper, and it broke, man. Even the chrome on this thing is fake. It's plastic. Snap. Dang is right.
Well,
it's like one more thing.
They're not meant to be used as tanks or battering
rams. Well, I didn't think I hit it that hard. It's just a snow drift, you know? I didn't run into a fire hydrant.
You're so used to driving your giant man truck that you think you just plow through everything.
I wasn't going that fast, maybe 30 or something, and you hit these drifts. And
they make them out of that stuff so that they're a little bit lighter so that they don't chew up
as
much
gasoline. It's a cost-cutting measure is what it is.
Well, it's trying to save you money, too.
They're making it cheap.
They didn't expect you to drive through ice walls.
Well, I mean, really, you buy a four-wheel drive SUV for Colorado. You want it to kind of hold up in these kinds of situations.
Well, that's true.
So now I got to deal with that.
So are you going to repair it since you're wanting to get rid of this thing?
I probably will end up repairing it.
Or you just sell it with a crack or just get out there with some
I don't want to sell it with a crack. Nobody wants a cracked bumper.
I'll just knock $500 off.
I'll just throw some duct tape on it. It'll look just fine.
What's that, Bondo?
Put some Bondo on it.
Put some Bondo on it and just call it good.
They'll never know. Hit it with a little spray paint and call it good.
We'll be would you ask for that vehicle? I'm just curious.
Right now, I just want to give it away, Dom. Gonzo, get it out of here.